Let me tell you right away about Harry's Razors. I love it. My wife has it. I know you have it, Hemda.
I have it. My husband has it. And we always have extra for when guests come in because it's so affordable. We can just kind of keep it handy.
Not only will you love it, Harry's Razors is so confident that you're going to love their blades that they will give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/KATG. Oh, you do have to pay for shipping. It's a trick. $3.
That's crazy. Where can you send a package like that for $3?
Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today, H-A-R-R-Y-S. $13 value for free. Even if it's $13 for what I'm about to tell you, you get. $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover $3 shipping.
Yeah, $13 is the price that they sell it for. I think the value is like so much higher.
Free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic the razor handle, that's science. 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade.
Science words are so hard.
Rich lathering shave gel. A travel blade cover. Get your free trial set. Go to harrys.com/KATG right now. That's harrys.com/KATG.
No joke, it's funny that they say it's a $13 value because that I used to pay at least $13 for a small
blade.
Yeah, for like a small box of them, maybe two or three. $13. This is with the handle and the travel thing. It's amazing.
Bon appetit. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Hemda.
Tonight, July 6th, movie night with Keith and the Girl. Chat room, come on in around 5:30. The movie will start at 6 p.m. It'll be a Netflix performance, so you can play along. Go to keithandthegirl.com/forums as well. Let us know upcoming shows or movies you would like us to commentate. All right? And if you can't catch us live, of course, these will all be in your VIP package.
In fact, the next one coming out is with his wife and my husband. We're all commenting on a show.
On edibles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. His wife brought edibles. I was like, okay.
Today's
Keith
guest
was so loopy by the end. Oh, it was so much fun. Today's guest, I know that you're about to announce it, but no one could be unhappy when this person is in the room. I just wanted to start off by saying that. It's bananas.
Talk to my boyfriend.
comedian and host of the live video podcast, Dots and Demons. By the way, I saw this person half naked.
What?
Yeah, she did a...
you know your wife can hear.
A photo video for Glamour Online.
A photo video. That you're aging yourself. A photo video. I mean, what does that even mean?
featured on MTV, Lifetime, Elite Daily, Raider for Modern Loss. Alyssa Carol Limparis, how are you?
Oh, God, I'm great. You know, I walked in and he said, Alyssa Jacqueline Limparis. I said, that's not my middle name. He said, well, worth a guess.
I'm just going for it. And I got to the bottom of it.
We also met your mom. What a lovely person.
What a lovely person.
I just wanted to say that so we can post her picture because she's so cute.
She's so cute. She's been with me for 2 hours and we've been stopped by men like my age commenting on my mom. Being like, wow, your lip, one man, like my age was like, your lips, incredible.
What, wow. The, in front of you?
Yeah. She was like, what a good guy. I was like, well, let's go. What a sweet man. Yeah, well, let's go ahead and keep moving.
does part of you get, now, catcalling is disgusting, but does part of you get jealous? Like, okay, I'm right here and that's my mother.
Yeah, no, not at all. I'm so happy that I'm the only person who's like, oh, men, please catcall my mom. Right. Please.
Okay.
Because she's having a renaissance. You know, she didn't wear makeup for a while. She was really sad and she's kind of finding her groove again after my dad died. So right. To have men catcall her, I'm like, giddy up.
And I heard she's taken up cursing at age 55.
My mom, folks, if you see her, watch out. She just learned the word fuck.
Oh my God.
Am I not allowed to say that?
You're allowed. No, I'm just trying to think like, so my mom never curses either.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not, you know, some people live with their parent or parents and you could see that they're trying not to curse. Like I remember Keith saying his dad would pretend like, you know, cursing isn't even part of his vocabulary, but he'll, you know, lose his shit as we all do and just say, fuck a doodle do is what I meant to.
And I'd pretend I was upset and he'd be like, I'm just, it's a made up word. Fuck a doodle do.
You little shithead. You pretend, daddy, you said a bad word. Yeah.
I'm 21. Dad, really?
You ruined Christmas. Come on.
Meanwhile, my father would curse. I just didn't know that until later in life because he would curse in like Arabic and Persian. And, you know, I only found out when I repeated one of the Persian words. I just said, or Arabic words. I said, kus emak, which is your mother's twat. And my mother was like, and I'm like, dad says it. And I knew I couldn't go dad says it. I knew that it was like a different scenario. Whereas my mom, she's not faking it. She's not pretending. She's not stopping herself from saying any of the words. She legitimately doesn't like it in her language, in her vernacular.
Totally.
So is that how your mom was?
That was exactly how my mom was. I mean, never. We weren't allowed to say shut up as a kid. It was too. Like, we didn't say bad words.
I agree with no saying shut up. Yeah. I don't agree with fuck, although I do, because teach your kids that like not everyone wants to hear the word fuck and use it when you can. But she never let me say shut up to my brothers, especially.
Same.
It's very demeaning, and I never say shut up to anybody.
I never do, actually, either. I agree with shut up.
I agree with
it. It is such a harsh term.
Yeah.
Shut up.
When I say shut up, oh my God, do I mean it, and you better shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, if you speak again, it'll be to your detriment. Shut the fuck up.
That's true. I never say shut up. It's either nothing or shut the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah.
I teach my kids, that's good. Okay, that's good. Your boyfriend, Luke Moniz.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying every woman needs a man, but it does give your life purpose. And good for you. But he does, of course.
Well, that means he needs one, too. What is he going
to
do?
Now, you're probably sick of his impressions. I happen to love him. He does a great job. Can you do just a quick Trump real quick in his absence?
Okay, I'll do a Trump in as Luke would do it.
Okay.
It's so
good. Oh, that's dead on. You didn't even do words.
Yeah,
you do more in essence.
Yeah.
That's excellent. How long's your mom visiting?
So brief. A day. She's just in and out because she's going on a trip to Italy.
And we sent her out. You're not even hanging out with her.
Not even hanging out there. I said, yeah, I got a pod.
You got to do this. And I was a little unnerved by how much you guys love each other.
Yeah.
You could feel it. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm feeling love from a mother and a daughter. I don't know where to put this.
Yes, it's disgusting. It's like PDA.
Yeah, it is.
It seems like an act.
Yeah.
Like, bye, Mom, I love you. It's like, you already said I love her and you've been here 5 minutes.
Right. But they're like, both of you were like lovers, like specifically here also because, you know, she feels like she should be leaving or, you know, was on her way out for 5 minutes, you know, which is adorable. But they're like, okay, love it. Okay, I'll miss you. Okay. And they're like, you know, when lovers are like, you hang up. It was that.
Your mom saw your show about your dead dad, right?
Yes.
And did she start breaking down in the audience?
She co-signed along the way, right?
Yeah, she did this thing where while I was doing it, she like bawling in the audience, but also just going, That's true. That happened. She's like positively heckling me like three rows back.
I feel like part of me would want to make that like integrated into my show. Like, and along the way, my mother will agree or disagree with all these stuff. So she's fact checking along the way, like fact checking heckling.
Yeah. Your mom's in the audience, second row. That's fucking true.
That's fucking true. Yeah. Oh, God.
You would tell a story with your mom in the audience of how you were sharing an apartment with her, trying to have sex with your boyfriend in the next room. Now, could she hold it in, or does she go, oh my God?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, that one's true too. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean...
The boyfriend's in the audience too. Is he looking like...
Is he sitting next to her? Like, this one wasn't me. This was a while ago.
It was so fun having both of them there and getting to call it out. Because, they were both they were both equally uncomfortable.
And it was him at the time that you were trying to...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's so... Yeah.
Because there could be layers of discomfort with this kind
That's
of
true
story,
too.
You
but
know?
No, it was it was him.
Good for him.
They're also physically so funny because Luke's 6'6", my mom's 4'11". So they make a very cute pair. Yeah.
I remember you were telling me the story about a friend of yours, a college friend, who ended up committing suicide.
Yes.
And you thought, hey, I didn't even think this would be an option. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Did you ever tell your mom that?
No.
Okay. Hey, Mom.
Would you like us to when she comes
back? Yeah. Yeah. Now's a good time. Yeah, no, I never... That's probably... I told my parents everything. That was the one thing I could never... Yeah, I would never want to tell them. Because that's rude. That's like returning the gift they gave to you.
Right.
Of all the people you can't tell that to, it's like, hey, this thing you made out of love, I don't want it. Yeah.
Return to sender.
Yeah, return to sender. Does not want you.
Is... I know, of course, you talk about, and I'll get to the glamour shoot, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Apparently not. Photo video.
Photo video collage art project.
The movie, scrapbooking? The movies, the moving stills that you did, right?
The pictures.
The talkies.
Yes.
And it's you in lingerie.
Yes.
And it's about accepting your body. And you have an eating disorder, so it's a big deal for you.
Yeah.
And you're empowered now, no more problems with potato chips.
Yeah, no more problems.
All you had to do was get nude.
That was it. Yeah, no, I mean, it was definitely, of all the, I feel like I've talked about my eating disorder a lot, but of all the, definitely it was very empowering to be in underwear. I don't know. There was something very much like, all right, it's, yeah, I feel better after that shoot.
I'd love to ask you a weird question because I've thought of it myself.
Yeah.
Like, I actually really would love to put out a picture like that of myself. And not just, you know, like, hey, it's my body, but to be able to go like, I don't mind my body so much that you can go ahead and throw it. But I hate to say this, if I looked like you, I would.
Yeah.
And so that is like my problem.
She's saying the eating disorder is working out fantastic. You look wonderful.
Okay, yes. But, okay, so this big thing, this kick I'm on right now is that, because that's been a little bit of the reception sometimes of people being like, well, you are. Like,
I know,
you
it's not great. Fair. Yeah.
No, it totally is valid, especially when I'm doing it with plus size models. It's like, yeah. But I think my main thing is like with body acceptance or body positivity, I think is like, removing your self-worth from your weight or your body. Like, so instead of you comparing yourself to me, just looking at the picture or whatever picture you take and putting it out there and be like, I'm happy with this. And however I look doesn't have to directly correlate with like how much I love or hate myself. Does that make sense?
Of course. And that is of course what we're striving for. Of course, what I'm getting closer and closer to, like,
yeah.
And which is funny because I go to myself, you know, am I getting closer and closer to that? Or am I just lowering my goals. And I think it's both in a good way. Like, so stupid, but Oprah once said, she goes, I'm a size 12. I should stop being a size 6, you know, things like that. And so I've been less obsessive.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lowering your goals, I think, is more just like letting go of perfectionism, I've thrown out clothes that I had when I had an eating disorder. Cause for a while I hung on to them and just was like, ugh,
in case I grow to that size.
And it's not because the clothes were ugly clothes from like Limited too. It's like, I don't want to wear those. It's more just, it's like a sick test of myself. Like, can I get back to that weight?
That's funny because yesterday I made this exact, it's such a stupid thing that it's such a big deal. I put aside 5 dresses that I'm like, I am throwing this out. And it's like some of the dresses are comfort dresses where no matter what, I'll fit into this 10 or 20 size bigger or smaller, no matter what. I look like I'm wearing something, you know, instead of like looking like a dirt ball. And then I'm like, you know what? I am a dirt ball. And I like looking like a dirt ball sometimes, you know? And these dresses did their job and now they're done. And for some reason, it was a big deal. I know Keith can relate to this like crazy.
Yeah. Just taking it in.
Keith is just wearing it out the same oversized tee he's worn every time. Oh, God. Being a man.
By the way, when you explain to people you have an eating disorder, do you try not to let them know that you're also vegan? Because that could be a slap in the face, right?
What's the difference between those two words? I've never met a vegan who doesn't have an eating disorder. Bullshit. Yeah, I'm vegan. I am gluten-free. It's like, oh, okay, you don't like to eat. But come on. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Last night, extra squash. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about your disease.
Although, potatoes are vegan.
Potatoes are vegan. Bread can be vegan.
Yeah.
So what we're saying here.
Yeah.
Ladies, take it off.
Yeah, take your clothes off. Take your clothes
off. Accept yourself. I'll accept you. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Were you nervous about them being the one to pick the picture?
Well,
it's part of it, right?
Because I've done a lot of these videos, not like this exact one, but in the past year, I've just kind of learned like... How to do video pictures very well. Yeah. No, I've just learned once it shoots, it happens and I'm done with it. I don't look at it again. Like, so I haven't... To be honest, I haven't watched that video that went out.
So you have nothing to do with photoshopping after. They do it and you have to trust them.
They edit. They do everything afterwards. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a kick in the pants, wouldn't it? You're like, wait a minute.
Oh, it's the body positivity. You just see all of us.
Right.
All the photos are fully airbrushed. Yeah.
It's like when Beyonce airbrushed herself. She took out her thighs.
Yeah. The thing is there has to be some level of... Not airbrushing, but maybe airbrushing and also lighting. You didn't, you know, there was, right?
Totally.
Yeah. It's so no matter what, we're not getting like 100%. You know, but that's the thing. Like, you know, somebody like you comes in, and it's like, I was vulnerable. It's like, that's not enough.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Get naked now. Let's see the real truth.
Get naked with overhead lighting, bitch. Yeah.
I think they should start the video when you have your clothes on and deliberately give you sick lighting. Like terrible lighting. And then as you take it off, it's like a before and after weight loss picture.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. See? That won't make anyone feel weird.
Yeah.
Dear Keith and Kenda, I've been listening to your show for 6 years. Well, we've done for 12, but okay. My friend, now husband, turned me on to your show. He and I listen to you every morning while we get ready for work. You have made us late multiple times. Hashtag worth it. I'm reading because I've heard Kenda speak about her relationship with food over the years, and I relate a lot with her struggles. Food is a constant issue for me. I'm always making deals with myself about what and when I can eat. I'm hoping that you can give me advice on how to stop the constant chatter in my head about food. Mm-hmm. If I'm not eating it, I'm thinking about it. It's implied, if I'm not thinking about it, I'm fucking it. Shout out to my baby bud, Henry. Thank you in advance, Marcy.
Oh, Marcy.
Hi, baby butt Henry.
Yeah.
So what do we think? Is there a way to, you know, how do you shut the demon off in your head? Or you never can?
Girl, Marcy. First of all, I think it, it's that. I mean, that's a tough thing.
First of all, what's the greatest vegetable going today? What are we, what's just grabbing at us?
Spiralized zucchini.
Oh, yes. Some zoodles. Come on. Yes. I'm big into okra these days. Just boil up some okra.
So what do you have like a trick? Maybe a little cutting? What do you do?
Yeah, I recommend stop thinking about food and start harming yourself. I mean, I think what I've done over the years is make lists, obsessive lists of things that when I'm doing, here I am. Yeah, I make lists.
Act like that microphone's a potato. Just get closer to it.
She won't have a microphone. I won't have a microphone anymore. Yeah. Potatoes are like my kryptonite.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. And anyway.
You were just saying all the ways you can make it. You can put olive oil. You could.
If you think I can't, I don't. Sometimes I just, if you see me like staring off into the anything, I am cooking in my head. I am eating in my head. I am doing all of those things. Like I love fantasizing about food. It's pretty sick. But the thing is the reason why I stayed there is because I stayed there. And because it was an all or nothing thing, like I either had to eat perfect or, you know, you put one piece of chocolate in your face and then it's like, well, today's gone. I'm just going to eat pizza and pasta and like all this shit. And instead, I started with like, let's eat an apple before we get hungry. Like, let's eat an apple before we eat. Let's make sure if I think I'm hungry, I started giving myself like, if you're hungry, eat a salad. If you don't want to eat a salad, are you hungry?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Right. Like stuff like that. And also like choose it sometimes. Sometimes I'll be like, you know, maybe at a restaurant or at someone's place and they're serving wonderful, delicious, heavy, I don't want to resist it food. I will absolutely eat it. I'll try not to overstuff myself. That's very tough. And then that's it. It's gone. It has to be gone. And then maybe decide that your next meal isn't a salad because that's hard to do. You just, now all I eat is salads. It's ridiculous, but start with a salad for the next one. You know, I saw this documentary where they said, don't take away food, because I think that's what people do a lot is you take away and then all you do is think about that food. You take away chocolate, you just think about chocolate. You take away potatoes, you think about potatoes. Don't take away food, add food. Add a smoothie to your day. Add a handful of kale to your day. Add like anything, and that counts. That counts because it takes away from your opportunity to eat a slice of pizza. So if you have, just start with one good thing a day, and then you have that. It still counts.
Yeah, totally. It's so interesting because, like, when I'm thinking about food, it's always retroactively. It's always like, how many calories have I eaten? I'm never really fantasizing about food. I'm more like flatulating about food that I have eaten. You know,
I've definitely done that. I wonder if I switched from that to the other, or I had both, and now I less obsessed. I don't know.
Totally. Yeah.
I saw Henda zone out the other day. I'm like, are you with us? And she went, oh, I was mixing shallots with mustard.
No joke. It could be that I'm like, oh, I have Blue Apron at home. It's like chicken cutlet this time. Delicious.
Yeah, I also do think it helps to have activities where you don't think about food at all. Mm. Like I know that like there are a few things in my day that I can do where like I'm not thinking about food. So the more of those you can collect, the better. Like, when I'm here, I'm not thinking about food. I'm having fun. Or if I'm dancing, I'm You know, if
I didn't think of that. That's a good idea.
It's usually when I'm like doing things that I'm not loving. And then I just try to drink a lot of water. Mm. But yeah, the chatter in your head. Ugh. I don't know. Did you feel this when you got sick? Like I broke my hip. I tore my hip. And so I'm.
You can tear your hip?
Yeah, labral tear. It's like the part of my hip that connects my hip to my leg. That area.
What happens after that?
Surgery. So I have to like, I think I'm getting surgery in like the end of the summer.
Fuck, sorry.
No, it's okay.
At least you have the summer.
You got the summer. But yeah, I think
you're excited you're going to lose a couple pounds automatically.
Yeah, it's like shave off all the bone. Get whatever you can. Yeah. Take the whole muscle out. Yeah, but I think it's made me more appreciative of my body that it's, yeah, mad at myself for hating my body for being a little bigger than I want versus just being like, oh, my body helps me move, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't that something, how insane you are?
Yeah.
Like, if you can see her on camera, you're upset that, what is there? There's nothing, you have, there's nothing there to get rid of.
But picture this, I used to look like a sick cancer patient, okay?
All right.
Look at me now. Now always, I look healthy.
You're like, there's always room.
There's always room
to be, things can always be taken away.
That's right.
Keith, you don't have like one thing that is like in your brain or you make the decision over and over again that maybe isn't like the most positive for you. You're not addicted to anything. There's nothing that makes you feel good that shouldn't.
I masturbate too much to my friend's photo movies.
But oh, thank God we're not friends. Thank God I don't consider you my friend. Oh, God. Who else was in that video? Who else was in that video?
Not obsessively. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't mean to brag. You know, I feel like an asshole now.
Well, you're just not interesting. That's okay.
So what about you? You wake up. Mm-hmm. Do you think about food or do you wait till you get hungry to eat?
No, he's infuriating with food.
Oh, no.
Infuriating. He's one of those people, and everybody who understands our point of view will understand this. One of those people where he goes, like, there's two bites left on the plate, and he goes, but I'm full. But there's...
My.
There's like two bites left.
She's more disgusted than when I was talking about masturbating.
Yeah, this is much more horrifying.
To an empowerment video.
And he'll eat the way he was taught. Like if you give him like salad and steak and potatoes and dessert, he'll eat it in the order. He'll be like, no, the salad is first. Then I get the meat. Like,
well, that's what restaurants do.
It's all in the same place.
That is just insane. You know what, too, though? I wonder our cultures are... So, you and I both come from cultures that push food so heavily that food... It almost... I feel like my family's been obsessed with food since I can remember, even if it's in a healthy way.
Italian?
I'm Greek.
Greek.
And everything is centered around food.
Not only that, like, I was born slightly underweight. Like, my dad was afraid to hold me. I know. And so...
Premature.
Preemie you, bitch.
What if you can stay premature forever?
Forever.
You have to walk around with lights above you. Oh, so good.
Oh, what a dream. Wow, girl can dream.
Well, I feel like I need to be like, no, I started off different. You did this. You and your culture and your stuffed peppers and your deliciousness. And
your butter. Yeah.
My brothers would be like more picky about the food. They'd be like, I don't want this, but I want that. She'd negotiate them eating, and I'd be like, I'd go for the next chicken cutlet. I'm obsessed with chicken cutlets today. I'd go for the next chicken cutlet, and she'd be like, do you need that? And I'm like,
it's so twisted.
She's
yeah,
right. I don't.
Yeah. They put all the food out there, and then they're like, you sure?
Yeah. And I used to visit, you know, the mother country, and I haven't seen these people in a year. I'm pre-adolescent, you know, because we used to go in the summer. They would literally open their door and go, oh my God, you got so big and fat. And let me tell you something, I weighed like 100 pounds. I was like 5'4 or something.
Oh my God.
I weighed nothing. I weighed like a normal, but I think because...
Your hair was big and they were like, hey, you're so fat.
But I remember feeling fat. I remember like feeling like I need to lose 10 or 20 pounds all the time. And then in looking back, I was just like, these people are monsters.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like now that I think about it, it's probably because I grew boobs. I grew an ass. Like, I grew curves. And that looks plumper. What's the word? Juicy? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it looks different than, yes, that flat thing that you were looking at. Like, when I was, what, 5? Stop it.
Right. Do you know your weight at all times?
I actually don't. It's very triggering for me. I never... I saw it once in the past year, and it probably sent me, I've been to a week of like really bad. I mean, literally I saw my weight and I like cried for, I would say like, 3 hours. I didn't stop crying.
Cause the chair you're in is also a scale.
I did that too. I was like, fuck it. I'm in a good place. You know, cause you feel healthy every once in a while. You're just like, oh, things aren't bothering me. My clothes are fitting. I'm not adjusting as I move. Like all this shit. I'm like, safe to stay to get on the scale. I don't have one in my house, so I can't obsess. This is a friend's house. I get on there. It's what I thought of for a month. I thought about it for a month. It was ridiculous. Yeah. And I said, never again. And then I got a tumor. And every time I went to the doctor, they weighed me.
Yep.
And I was just like, prepare to be weighed. And then I just had to put it. And
you know what though? Every time I go to the doctor, I say, hey, I don't want to know. And I weigh myself backwards. I say, please don't tell
really?
Me. Yep.
Oh, I purposefully, I'm like, I need to understand that this number is not a big deal. Tell me the number and I need to throw it away because when I look down, I'm fine. I need to stop
Smart.
This obsession. And also, I was going to say, thank God for the tumor.
Thank God for the tumor.
Because I was like, whatever I weigh now, I don't give a fuck.
Totally.
She's like, those last 5 pounds really are a struggle. The doctor has to remove it. You're saying you would get on a scale backwards.
Every time I go to the doctor, yeah, I get on a scale backwards. So that they don't, I just say, yeah, I don't want to know. And then they.
If you're at the gym and you're on one of those running machines and they ask you to type in the weight, do you just cry?
105.
Okay. And you're showing everybody.
Yeah. How do I put in 105?
I used to worry about if I'm lying on those machines because part of me probably lied about 10 pounds. And I used to cover the machine.
Oh, yeah.
I used to cover it when I put the weight because I'm just like, even if this isn't a big deal, I just don't want anyone to know.
That's so funny to me. And I've seen that a lot, of course, the women covering the number. And I just think, I can see you. Like, I either like it or don't, right? What are you... I'm like, I see all of this.
Yeah, you're, yeah.
I need to know the right number to be disgusted.
That's the best part. Guys could care less about a number. Yeah. You don't care how much someone weighs.
Right.
No, but that's not true because you can act all innocent. But no, you respond to people's numbers more than I do. I don't know if it was last or two episodes ago, who the fuck knows? But I was, somebody said they weighed like 163. See, I remember this thing.
Yeah, of course.
And then they were like 5'10 or something. And you were like, oh, that'd be big if I was that height and stuff like that.
223, 5'11. That's big.
See what you're doing with numbers?
But if I see you, I will see you're big.
But like you, I weigh more than you would think. Like, yeah. Because like, yeah, people, yeah.
At any given moment, I weigh between 140 and 165. Now, if I told you I was 165, you never consider me fat. But if I told you I was 165, you'd be like, or if I told you somebody else was 5'5 and 165.
I wouldn't know what that was if it was a woman. I can only relate to...
Yeah, because we have boobs, we have a butt, we have like, yeah.
I don't know, do you take off 5 pounds for the tits? I don't know what to do.
I got a heavy, heavy pussy. My pussy is so, it's got to be 20 pounds.
It's dense.
Yeah. Plus I store my gun there, so.
Well, right, yes, yeah. My gun, yeah.
But I know, you know, my height and weight. And so if you're talking about a guy and guy's bones, I can figure out what is too much and what is too little. If I'm 6'2".
But every time you say something like that, everybody else goes, oh, he thinks we're fat.
Then you got to quit it because I'm only talking about men. Stop making it about you ladies.
You've made it about women before. Like you get grossed out when like celebrities lose gain 10
I
pounds.
I do get grossed out.
I do. Yeah.
Miley Cyrus put on a few and I'm vomiting. I'm an hour late to work. Well, I can't even move.
Miley Cyrus would never. But
yeah,
Ashley Simpson got real disgusting.
Yeah, and it threw me into a tizzy. I had to go to therapy. It really bothers me.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, what can you do?
What can you do?
What can
just
you do?
Just have a piece of cake and hope for the best.
Yeah, right. Oh, God.
What is the best cake going today?
Tiramisu. Chocolate lava.
See, look at that. Hunter can't even pick one. That's what disease talking. Cannoli. Ice cream. Sorbet.
I'm like, broccoli. Oh, yeah.
But what's dumb is that dessert's not my problem. I don't care if I don't have dessert for most of the time. It's right. I can't buy potato chips because I will eat the family size, you know, Costco size in one sitting as I'm feeling ill halfway through.
That's so weird. I'm the same. I love chips. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because we're probably salt deficient because we're not eating at a healthy rate.
I doubt any American is salt deficient.
That's true. That's true.
I don't. My thing with food is that it's always work to me. Even to call delivery is work to me, and I just wait too long to eat.
Oh no, I understand that because then the decision. I will wait too long because I'm just like, do I go healthy? How healthy do I go? How much money is healthy worth? Because you know you're going to spend more money, and by the time I make any kind of decision, I'm so hungry that now I have to watch out what comes in front of me because I will devour it.
Yes, totally.
Food also bores me. It could be.
Oh my God, leave.
It could be. It could be filet mignon after like three or four bites. I'll be like, all right, I get it.
No, that's just you're an asshole for saying that. I don't know what to
tell
you.
The other day I did eat something and it was so good. And I remember after I was just thinking, how do people stop eating? Like, you ever eat something where you're just like, how do I do? Yeah, yes. This is insane. It's so good. No, yeah.
I need my whole world tapas.
Tapas, yeah.
I do love tapas.
Yeah. Of course you do. You're human.
Well, yeah. Here's the problem again. So I will get what I will consider tapas from the local place around here. And I will spend maybe $15 on the lunch thinking there's enough food here for three meals. And there could be. Only if I put that amount of food on a plate, put the rest in the fridge. If it sit next to me, I can actually hear it calling me.
I agree. I mean, if there's like a nut, like a stray nut in my bag, I can think about it all day. Yeah, yes. Totally.
Yes. Don't show me like, so Baby Butt sometimes packs a lunch for me. It's really cute. And he'll include like, you know, 6 chocolate covered almonds because that's my, you know, go-to if I need it. And if I know it's there.
I need it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you need a little, you know, and it's not the worst snack. But again, I told you, I don't care about dessert. Chocolate's not my kryptonite.
But if it's there.
If it's there, I will be thinking about it until I eat it. Now, that's gotten better because I have to go, hey, you don't even care about this. You didn't even care about it until you saw it. But still thinking.
Kendall will get upset. I'll be eating a sandwich with potato chips. And then I'm done with the sandwich and there's more potato chips. And she's like, why don't you eat the chips? I'm like, because it goes with the sandwich. The sandwich is done.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Thank you.
But that's why I think he has a better relationship. It's like, it's.
Of course.
Yeah. Because you.
It's a gift, Keith. You don't even know.
It's a gift.
And he's going, it's a gift that I stop when I am full. Yes, Keith.
Yes, it's a gift.
For other people, it takes 1 hour to know that they're full.
Yeah.
Do you know how much food you can eat in an hour? I'll show you one day.
Yeah.
I can definitely show you. And I always feel, here's another thing. So Baby Butt eats so much faster than me that I feel like panicked when he's done and I'm still eating. And I have commented like, I'm just eating slower. I'm not eating more than you.
Yes.
Like, don't think I'm a pig. I'm still eating like a half an hour after you're done. And he's like, are you nuts? Like, it's like Keith said, I could see you. I'm attracted to you. What is wrong with you?
Totally.
Yeah. But so then I will consciously say that like to myself, no, I'm not still eating. I'm eating slower. And I will literally divide because we like to share plates. I will divide it in half, partially because he eats so fast, like I'll have nothing.
Yeah.
And the other part is I need to see that I haven't eaten more than him because I'm eating longer than him.
Well, Han is rating in from about 5 feet away. There's currently one bite left of a jalapeno everything bagel in the trash next to Alyssa, and I've been lamenting it for the last hour and a half.
Oh, now I'm thinking about it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love you so much. Oh my God. That was, yes. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
I love hearing other people think this psychotically.
Totally.
This has to be a lot of people. There's 3 out of the 5 people. And by the way, Andrea was also shaking her head at you, Keith. So I don't think that you're the majority.
No.
I mean, granted, there's a lot of female experience in the room.
Right.
But
this is for everybody in this room, other than me, is thin. That's funny to me.
But
yeah, that's not. See,
and Andrea's giving this shrug. Oh, I'm thin now. No, Andrea.
No, that's. I don't think that's what she's saying, is it?
You're not fat.
Well, thank you. I didn't say I'm fat. Jesus Christ, have a seat.
No, you're not fat. Come on, Keith. You're not fat. No, Keith. Come on. No, just a little. Come on. What would you say? 210,
5'11"? Who are you?
That's another thing. I stopped talking to people a lot about, you know, about food. Although people have gotten better in this. From the 90s to now, people have gotten better about like watching you eat healthy, like commenting on it. Like, oh, you don't have to eat like that. You're thin. And it's like, I don't understand the logic in that. Like, I eat this so I can stay healthy, so that it can stay whatever thinness you think I am.
Yeah, exactly. Or when people are like, you don't have to go to the gym. It's like, well, what do you mean? That's why I'm like this. Yeah.
I try to believe him. Sounds good.
In fact, so, he tells his wife when he gets home, hey, the guy down the block does right. not think I need to go to the gym.
You mean the guy, yeah, the homeless man who asked you for money? Yeah.
Hello, everyone, at Keith and the Girl. Can
yeah, because the homeless guy thinks that you only go to the gym for the shower. He's like, you smell fine.
Can you help? First, I'm 27, 5'2", 32B. And give three period shits about this.
Oh, those are good shits.
Yeah. I notice no, I'm not reading pounds here, but all right. I'll try to see if I can help just the same. I've been living with my boyfriend for 6 months now.
Congrats.
This is the first time both of us have lived with anyone.
Dangerous.
Things are going really well.
Pack your bags.
More dangerous.
Okay.
Everything, anybody that says things have been going really well, but right into us.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say that. Shout out.
Yeah. We even got a dog a month ago.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You got too comfortable.
Yep.
That's when I started to worry.
Oh, and there it is.
It was both of our decision to get a dog. We carefully planned the finances, dog walking, training, and whatever else we can anticipate. What I didn't think would happen is that most of the responsibility has fallen on me.
Oof.
I'm very surprised because he is such a reasonable person in every other way. And it's not like I mind it so much. It's that I'm worried that this is an indication for how he will be if we take on more responsibilities like having children. Am I worried for nothing? Or is this a legitimate concern? I'm hoping you just call me crazy for even thinking that. But I am open to hearing whatever comes up. Thank you for your help. Pamela from Cincinnati.
Pamela.
Mm.
Pamela, you're not fat, okay? Pamela, listen.
You're just pregnant, and you should dump your boyfriend. That's tough. Keith, you have do you have dogs?
Nope.
Do you have any pets?
Nope.
I don't either. You have pets.
If my dog chews up one of my wife's shoes, it makes me nervous. Like, you don't know at this point to hide your shoes.
Oh, like it's her fault.
Does that mean a baby's going to start eating it? It's not my dog's fault. It's not my dog's fault, and don't twist it on me, so who's left?
Do they eat shoes forever? You can't untrain them for that?
You hide your shoes. That's how you train them.
Do you guys have to hide everything in your house or they'll get to it?
What a terrible way to live.
You're definitely ready for kids.
The new puppy, less than a year old, will chew up things on the floor.
So you just said, and I don't want to throw your wife under the bus, but you just said she doesn't hide her shoe. So does that make you worried? Like she'll forget to feed your kid. You know what I mean?
Right now, obviously, people say you bond more with a human. So
who said
maybe
that?
I'm hearing things on the street. The same homeless guy.
Well, you're not going to marry your dog, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They'll just fuck him.
I can see somebody, you know, getting their shit together more, dealing with a baby as opposed to dealing with a dog.
Yeah, but right now you're showing this amount of evidence. I feel like that would make me nervous, especially since we planned everything out. But the thing is, she did say he's cool on every other level. So it's like,
My therapist always tells me this, like, well, have you asked him if he can do more? You know, sometimes I think guys don't know. He might think he's doing everything great. So maybe you just have to ask him, like, hey, I feel like you're... But, you know,
have you tried that?
Yeah, and it works a lot of the time. Yeah, it's just like, oh, I needed to just say that.
They act like they didn't know that to begin with?
Yeah, or
I don't mean act like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
where you write about, oh, was your therapist right? Like maybe they don't know.
Yeah, I think sometimes they just, or my boyfriend just doesn't know, and then it's just a communication issue of me just being like, hey, this is important to me, or this isn't, and then oh, okay, I didn't know that.
I was just watching this amazing therapist. I watched like a whole bunch of clips of her online. She talks about relationships, and she said one of the biggest things is when somebody fucks up, the other partner has a tendency to be like, you never do this right. You never sit with me. You never take me out. You never do this. And to change your language about, because she's like, what you're doing is you're going, let's say, you never take me out to the movies. What you're doing is you're saying, I'd like you to take me out to the movies.
Right.
Why don't you try phrasing it that way? And they might go, oh, all right. Or you could say, because you used to go to the movies, like, oh, I remember when we used to go to the movies. Can we go sometime? Or can you take me sometimes? Instead of like, why don't we ever go to the movies again?
Oh my God, that's so great. Yeah, because people are, you react negative. Like, yeah, you're going to be on the defense if someone says you did something badly.
And also she pointed out that when you say never, it's so easy to come up with something that, with evidence of like one time.
Yes.
And that refutes like everything you say. So why say never?
Ooh.
Because most likely they, you know, let's say she was talking about somebody who comes late to dinner all the time. And so the boyfriend gets super mad. And she's like, I don't know, he's unreasonably mad. She goes, you're deciding he's unreasonably mad. He has a perspective of when he's late, he's disrespecting that relationship. So he's considering that from you. And you need to come off differently. And he needs to not go, you're never on time, because what you'll say is, I was on time last Tuesday. You'll be right. All you're doing is fighting.
Right. I remember having a stupid fight with my wife, and it was about dishes of all things. And I think she cooked, and then like, oh, can you do the dishes? I'm like, yeah, I'll get to them. And then it's like, why don't you do it now? And I'm like, first of all, who cares? I always do the dishes. And I was the one who did the dishes at the time regularly. And then she got angry, like, no, you don't. I'm like, what house are you in? I always do the dishes. And then I realize she happened to do the dishes once recently. I'm like, then it turns into a fight. It's like, this is what we're talking about. Cause it wasn't always, and you know, and we're not really even talking to each other at that point.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is what we're debating about. Cause it wasn't always.
Yeah. It's also hard to not like, you know, she wouldn't necessarily have done the dishes right away, because this is how I respond, but she wants you to do the dishes right away, which makes sense somehow in our heads, you know? And it's like, well, why aren't you doing it now? And it's like, why is this a thing for you right now? And it's just a control thing that comes out of my face. Like, totally. If you do it now, I'll feel better. But it's like, I wouldn't do the dishes right after I cooked, because I'm an asshole like that. So this person gets a pass at some point, right?
I know.
It's just stupid. Like, you can so get into stupid fights all
you
the time.
You can. And it's usually not even about that thing. It's just some pent up energy from that day, or from like, something in the relationship, and then it just comes out.
Which is why it didn't help when I put up a poster board on our fridge making her sign every time she does dishes. It only made things worse.
Yeah. So there's our advice to this listener. Make a list of all the times he takes the dog out. Be as passive aggressive as possible.
Yeah. No, you gotta Dante Nero it up.
Oh shit.
And you let the dog die.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? That it's hard to take 100% of Dante's advice, but you could try, like, okay, it's your turn to walk the dog. Usually you just, it's your boyfriend's turn, but you'll do it anyway so that the dog doesn't shit on the floor. Let the dog shit on the floor.
Yeah.
But then, see, this is why Dante's thing, I don't know, but then you have to live with the smell of shit, because you know a person who doesn't take it out is not going to pick up the shit right away.
And then that makes you more mad. Yeah. And then, so I don't know. I know. Oh, I used to live with this guy, and he had two dogs, and he would work like 9 to 6, and I was like working at night at that point, and he wouldn't get a dog walker. And you can say like, well, just let him do it, but then you have two pets who are shitting and pissing on the floor, and it's like, so I would always take them out.
Really?
Oh, I feel for her. I mean, it's not fun to do, because it is hard to ignore a barking dog.
Yeah, that's
who needs to go to the bathroom.
It's a life.
It's a right. Yeah,
the good news is, and it's not like you're pleased with the way he's treating these dogs, Pamela, but the good news is that a baby is easier to take care of. When you want it in a crib, you just leave it in a fucking crib. Eventually, the baby figures out how to go to the bathroom itself. A dog, you're forever picking shit up for the rest of its life.
Yeah.
They're not contributing back. What, with a smile? That gets old. Oh, your tongue's out again.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm starting to learn it's just because you're hot.
Yeah. It would be great if dogs could use a toilet.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like they were just one step away from being the perfect species.
Right. Baby Butt trained his last cat to use the toilet.
Wow.
And let me tell you how freaky that sounds, because he would open the door to go to the bathroom like a human, and
man.
wait a minute. Get out.
Yeah, the cat would just give him like a oof. And he's on the toilet and everything.
Oh, my God. That's reading trippy. A book.
Yeah, but you know what the downside of that is? It's a New York apartment. He's already living with his girlfriend. And now he's got to share a bathroom with three lives. You know what I mean? Like, now it's like, is it my turn yet? No, the cat's shitting. Is it time to wipe?
Okay, I don't want to say nothing, but don't dilly-dally.
When you're done, you're done. You know if you're done.
Right.
How does the cat not fall in logistically?
I'm saying it's good training.
I don't want to fat shame, but it's a huge fucking cat. There are no problems. No, unfortunately, this is another situation where you got to use communication.
Yeah.
So you say, hey, are you able to step the fuck up or is this all I got? Big lump of shit.
Yeah. Say it like that.
Yeah. I mean, let me know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who did I marry? A lazy piece of shit.
Or do you just hate the dog?
Or do you hate me?
Yeah.
Also, he could
imagine if he's like, yeah, no, I just hate you.
I'm trying to hurt you. I feel bad hurting the dog. It's the best way to hurt you.
At least you know the truth.
You go, look, listen, you're not stepping up to the deal we made when we got this dog. Do I have to fuck your best friend?
Yep. Simple as that.
You tell me.
Yes.
I, honest to God, I don't even want to 100%.
Yeah.
That should be the poll. Keep walking the dog or fuck the best friend.
That's it.
It's not a hard decision, right? You have a way of thinking and there it is.
Lately, we've been having a lot of comedians that do these naked shows. They stand up and they're fully nude. Mm. Are you ready for that yet?
Mm-mm. No, I just, yeah, I, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I would ever do a naked show. Like, I would just do it like the pussy way where I'm, you know, on a panel and I'm behind a table and I'm not really showing anything, but ooh la la, like if you were only wrong here. I don't think I would do that, but I am really wanting to do the acid show.
Where you do acid?
Well, yeah.
but with clothes on?
Yes.
Okay.
Like the acid clothing show.
I feel like the naked show, if everyone in the audience was naked and it was a naked experience and it was like, hey, closer societies, then
they measured all the audience's members and
I was the skinniest, then I'd do it. Yeah, only under those conditions. But yeah.
They do it like where it's clothing optional and some people do get naked. But I think you're right that it is a different vibe because some people do come for other people's vulnerability.
Well, that's how it feels. It feels like I'm just kind of I'm like a toy monkey for you.
Are
guys
you not?
To watch. Yeah,
are
you not? It's the last step. Do you know what I mean? It's like that. What? Yeah, that's like the only thing I have left. You know?
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Would you do it? Never. You're not really a naked guy.
No. I feel like for guys, it's like.
And they can take pictures.
Yeah.
No, they can't. They don't take pictures.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
100 people. No one's taking pictures. Okay.
Yeah, but you're not like that anyway, I don't think. Like, you put your shirt on before you open the door, or if people are there, if there's company, you know, and technically you don't have to. Right? Like, are you comfortable sitting without a shirt in like. In your house, even A, with your wife, and B, if somebody else is there.
I'll go to the bathroom with a shirt off, maybe, but no, otherwise no.
Like not even with your wife, right?
Right.
Yeah. See, that's different.
You got to keep the romance. This one, Henda, she's farting all over the house.
Farted on the last episode because I wanted to show that
farting was okay.
And that farting was because yesterday was my first fart in front of Keith. He stared at me for like 5 minutes, dumbfounded. I've known this guy for over a decade.
I'm still in shock.
Yeah, he was in so much shock. He
should have heard
it's,
this.
He floored him.
She's making it sound like I'm some chauvinist or something. It was a vomit.
I fart in front of Luke and he will like... he'll say, oh, I mean, the other day he took a fan and like a dog, he fanned me off. It was, as he was like covering his mouth, being like, oh God, he was hosing me down essentially. Oh gosh.
I'll fart and it'll be really loud and I'll go, that was you.
Oh yeah. See, mine aren't loud, but you'll know it. Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah.
Mine are loud, but they're mostly not.
See,
and so,
I'd take that.
Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But then it's, you know, then you got to cover it when you're in company, but I'll do it and I'll go, that was you, and he'll go, oh, I'm sorry about that. It's so sweet. It's one of the most romantic things ever.
I was once in the car with my family and my aunt just went, oh God, everyone close your noses, we're going past sewage.
Ha.
And it was just me. I just farted.
Man, there's a lot of sewage.
I had to be like, no, that's staying. That won't
But you're
pass.
Vegan. That's,
I'm vegan. That's those the are some, thing.
That's They're, smelly farts.
Smelly farts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time I convinced, the only other time that Keith knew I farted was when I convinced him it was really him that farted. I legitimately was like, no, I didn't. That must have been you.
She doesn't lie. And I couldn't believe that was her first lie to me.
That's actually true. That's funny.
Wait, so does your wife fart in front of you? It sounds like no.
She would kill herself.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Has she ever gotten like dysentery or has she ever gotten...
Oh, she's so sick on the inside. Yeah.
Worth it.
No, but I mean like has she ever had the stomach flu and like been... And you've been around?
I'm sure that I've heard her fart, but she would be humiliated. She'd be humiliated.
Now, do you fart in front of her?
No.
Wow. Oh, my God. Bullshit.
It's not bullshit. You're a fucking animal. Now, are you getting
it
yet?
He fucking tells these garbage fart jokes where he just goes, oh, what's that? And he farts. Like, six-year-old.
Was my wife around?
I guess not, but you're not doing that at home.
No.
Interesting.
Come on, that's for when he's doing his profession. Come on, that's for when he's at work. Hamda, come on.
I did do it once. She said, "Don't bring your work at home." No, you gotta keep it. I mean, hey, you're happy. You're happy. You gotta keep it classy.
I giggle when baby butt farts. It's funny. No, I giggle when he burps. When he farts, I just commentate.
Well, this is the poll then, right? Is farting in front of your loved one too much?
It's just, I can't help it. It's like, it's not a choice. I don't know what to do. Yeah. Oh gosh.
I'm telling you, I this is new for me. The open farting, and I'm loving this life.
I would tell you both to check your diets, but apparently you obsess too much as it is. So.
Yeah, I'm checking it constantly.
Alyssa's Twitter account, and you want to follow it, trust me, is at Alyssa Limp.
Yes.
And the website is the full name, AlyssaLimperis.com.
Oh, and by the way, Mommy took pictures with Alyssa in the photo booth, so we're putting that in the app as well. Download the free app. It's glorious.
Yes.
She has a show called The All-Female Reboot.
Yes. Liz McGee. Liz McGee's show. She's directing it and head writing it.
It's
a show at The Tank on August 20th. If you look at your website, you see it's August, but I'm going to go with August, right?
Yes.
Okay, so look into that.
Oh, it looked like August, like I'm guesting in August.
Yes.
It was fun.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's an all-female sketch show where 10 iconic movies are reimagined with women, and it's fun as hell.
Wow.
I love fun as hell.
Fun as hell.
That's one of my favorite things, honestly.
It is. It's so fun.
Things that are fun as hell.
Some nights it's fun as fuck, but, you know, like, no one complains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your Alyssa's mom impression.
Yeah.
All right, look. Any final thoughts to the people that are a mess out there?
Oh, God. Don't listen to anything we said.
We do an hour show and then we go, withdrawn.
Yeah, yeah. Off the record.
Thank you all very much. We'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.